governmental move puts Christians at risk in South Sudan. Another group makes headway in the fight against human trafficking. And if someone offered you a loan, what would you use it for? These stories are next in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. South Sudan is now considering moving its capital city from Juba to Wau for security and economic reasons. Kids Alive International has a children's home and other work in Wau. Field Director Francis Tombe has mixed feelings about the move. He warns, unless core issues are addressed.
The same thing is happening in Juba before, it will happen to Wau, because you move the capital, with all the things like one package. So it will be very hard for us.
Fighting has ripped the three-year-old country apart. That, coupled with drought, is producing famine-like conditions.
As we are a new nation, we have to focus on our country, because now everybody is focusing on the tribe. That's the challenge. And we pray also for inner peace for each one of us. Like, we are very disappointed.
Pray for the staff. There are needs that they're trying to meet in the name of Christ, but the uncertainty is taking its toll.
We have a lot of opportunities we can use, and just we need to have that kind of peace. If we have that kind of peace, we will do a lot of things for Christ.
Next, think about the last time you had a difficult but necessary conversation. It probably took a lot of courage, but do you regret having it? Sat7 Egypt, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, knows it doesn't bode well to ignore the elephant in the room. That's why they're hitting hard topics and current events in their show Bridges. Visit us online to see what they're talking about and how you can encourage constructive talk between Christians and non-Christians in the Middle East. You're listening to Mission Network News. Now, it's disheartening to see religion, any religion, used as an excuse to hurt someone. In Southeast Asia, some religions often used to trap women into trafficking. Vision Beyond Borders recently opened a safe house to show women that prostitution is not okay and not their only option. Diane Romaine of VBB explains.
Within 6 months of opening a safe house, it's completely full. And there are 5 new women already that are ready to come out in the next several weeks. And then there's literally hundreds that are ready to come out, but just need an opportunity to do that.
It's obvious that removing women from the red light districts isn't just a physical action.
It's a whole new way of thinking for these women, and they have to truly be set free by the power of Jesus, because they need the truth. But until they can actually mentally understand and accept that, then it's physically maybe easy, but mentally it's been so ingrained in them, it's very difficult for them to be able to come out.
Ask God to soften their hearts with His love. Meanwhile, as fighting continues in eastern Ukraine, Christians in Kiev are opening their doors once again. More and more families are coming to Kiev in pursuit of safety and shelter. EFCA Reach Global Crisis Response says God's using that hunt for temporary salvation to point out a bigger need. The need for eternal salvation. As Reach Global partners care for refugees, they get to share about Christ. Learn what happens next at missionnetworknews.org. And if someone gave you a loan today, what would you use it for? Churches in Haiti are working with Farms International to give loans that rebuild livelihoods. Joseph Richter of Farms says believers tell him widows with children need the most help.
They search out widows that are really in need and that need the special help from Farms.
One widow recently shared her story with Richter.
All of her 3 children have now gone to college, which is no small feat for a widow in Haiti. She said the committee had taught her about tithing, and she regularly supported her church, and she felt that that's why God had blessed her so much.
There's more at our website, including a few ways you can get involved in business's missions.
We've seen over and over again the pride people have and the dignity when they become a blessing to others and not just a receiver of someone's charity.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you going through suffering? Get the book, Learning to Suffer God's Way, Discovering Purpose in Suffering by Donald Zoller, free from Sat7. It can help you turn suffering from an imposition into a blessing. Get your free copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.